I'm your host, Brittany McDowell, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. Our podcast is brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC. We are a tax-exempt political organization. On today's show, we are going to be taking our first deep dive in a five-part deep dive series. The deep dive we're going to be doing, it's a lot of D's, right, is into the American Rescue Plan. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing how previous COVID legislation really paved the way for this new plan. This new plan wasn't something that was just kind of pulled out of thin air. In a lot of ways, there, are a lot of connections. It's deeply connected to what we have seen in our last few or two rounds of COVID economic stimulus and relief. So that's what we're doing today. We're discussing that. And then also I have a resource that you can use to check the status of your most recent economic impact payment, your stimulus payment, in the event that for some odd reason, you still have yet to actually receive it. And if you fall in that boat, you actually probably fall into the boat of getting that tax credit. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you want to stay tuned to listen to what I have to say about that resource and how you can get access to it. So that's what I have for you today, Friday the 19th of February, 2021. Let's go ahead and let's get this episode started. You're listening to another episode of our PAC Politics Podcast. It's about that time for the next episode. This is Brittany. Just wanted to shoot you a quick reminder. Look in the description box of this episode and you can find a link to our website. On our website, you can find our latest blog posts. You can find our contact information. You even want to make a contribution, you can go over there and do that as well. You can find out the policies we are looking at and targeting as an organization. You know, I say all the time that we are a tax-exempt political organization. If you want to know more about that, again, go on over to our website, our-pack.com, where you can find out everything you want to know. You can do everything you want to do. We will gladly, gladly, gladly welcome you on our website with open arms. Again, check out our website in the description box below. So let's jump right in, shall we, to the first part of our five-part deep dive. I want to talk about, to begin with, the pandemic and previous plans to combat COVID. Again, if you didn't catch the beginning part of the podcast, what we're doing here is starting the first of a five-part series that we'll be doing over the next few weeks. And I want to look at different aspects in a very deep manner, various aspects of the American Rescue Plan. If you don't know what the heck that is, it's the $1.9 trillion economic stimulus package that has been proposed by our now President Joe Biden. So again, today as part of the discussion, what I want to do is I want to talk about how previous COVID legislation, so legislation that, you know, not bills that were just kind of, you know, discussed, but legislation that was passed related to COVID, how it actually paved the way for this plan that was proposed by President Biden. And I think this is important, and I really want to start here in our kind of deep dive into the American Rescue Plan, because to understand, not just in this instance, but really in every part of life, to understand where you're going, you have to understand where you've been. And again, the same applies as it relates to COVID legislation. So if you are not aware, okay, because quite frankly, you know, it really hasn't been talked about recently, but if you're not aware, The United States is actually officially in an economic recession due to the COVID pandemic. Why in the heck are we in a recession due to the COVID pandemic? Well, there are a myriad of things that have caused this recession, right? We've had, I think it's somewhere around or over 30 million Americans that have tested positive for COVID-19. We've had about 500,000 people die from COVID. I know two of those people, right? We've also had, wrongly or rightly, depending on kind of your view of things, we've had lockdowns across the country. And whether or not you view it as wrong or right, the lockdowns were ultimately done to curb the spread and try to mitigate some of the damage that was done due to the deaths that I mentioned and the diagnoses that I mentioned. So when we actually look at the COVID pandemic and this recession, there were three things that were brought about, three really big problems as a direct result of the recession that was brought about by the COVID pandemic. The first thing was mass eviction. You may know of some efforts that have been made to curb, to really kind of, you know, stop that from happening, but mass eviction has still been a thing. We've had to deal with ridiculously high unemployment. And then last but not least, we've had an unimaginable hunger crisis. You hear that mentioned sometimes as part of this whole deal, but I want you to kind of close your eyes and think about the times that you may have seen on the news, whether it's been your state, your local area, or other areas where you've seen massive lines for food banks, right? So again, the hunger crisis, it's not really something that's talked about a lot, especially fairly recently, but that is one of like the big three problems that has been brought about by this recession that was caused by the COVID pandemic. Now, I don't want to, let me just be frank, right? All of this was made super worse than like it already is, it already sounds, it already was. It was made so much worse by the Trump administration, right? President Trump failed, absolutely failed, to have a federal strategy to actually combat the pandemic. In what ways did he fail? We had no nationwide mask mandate. Like, when did you hear of that one, right? President Trump, he didn't even have a testing strategy. He didn't issue sufficient health guidelines to combat COVID. And a lot of times, some of the guidelines that we heard, like, totally contradicted what we had heard. Like, a lot of people were just so seriously confused. And in a lot of ways, the people who should have been making those guidelines were not given the proper authority to actually, you know, put those guidelines out. But again, it's another story for another day. In the very, very, very beginning, President Trump, he also didn't provide, you know, remember when we had that like PPE shortage, right? And hospitals were freaking out. And we were like, oh my gosh, are they going to have to like strap themselves into like garbage bags? Like, right? Now, over time, I will say that he did do better on that. But especially in the beginning, we had a massive PPE shortage. And when you consider the numbers, you know, whether you look at the deaths or the diagnosis, you have to question how many fewer people would have actually been either killed or diagnosed with or due to COVID if we had had proper PPE from the very, very beginning. Not just proper, but like sufficient, right? And then like another place that he failed was when you consider this vaccine distribution strategy. We didn't really find out about the failures of that until we got into the Biden administration, because like it became super clear by this new administration that, yo, we have no strategy, right? So some stuff we knew early on, some stuff we didn't know early on, but whether you're talking in the very beginning or at the end or even after the fact of the Trump administration, in so many ways, the Trump administration made what, quite frankly, was a really difficult time for the American people that much worse. It's utterly insane. In my last segment, where I talked about the pandemic and previous plans to combat COVID, I ended that segment talking about the various ways that the Trump administration made a really super horrendously difficult situation for the American people that much worse. But I have a question that I want to pose to you. As bad of a situation as we had under President Trump, and considering what President Biden has inherited, particularly as it relates to one of the things that I mentioned at the end of the last segment, which was the lack of an effective vaccine distribution strategy from the Trump administration, the question I pose to you is, did President Biden actually hit the ground running with COVID? And I want you to kind of expand your factual considerations beyond just the last segment. If you've listened to other podcast episodes that I've talked about, not so much focused on the health strategy, which is kind of what I just mentioned, but just on a broader kind of response to COVID, but probably a little bit more specifically the economic side of it. Again, did President Biden actually hit the ground running? Consider all that stuff in trying to formulate an answer to that question. Now, I do want to be fair. Like, let me start off by being totally fair. A lot of people may say that I'm not fair to COVID in chief. Who is that? That is what I refer to as, or who I refer to when I'm referring to Donald Trump, President COVID in chief. But I do want to, in all sincerity, be super fair to President Biden. He absolutely, as again, as was talked about in the previous segment, he did inherit, as it pertains to the vaccine strategy that he got from President Trump, he got like just a dumpster fire of a situation, right? The vaccine distribution strategy was essentially non-existent. And I want you to remember what I said earlier. Not only did President Trump not have an effective vaccine distribution strategy, that contributed to some of the problems, many of the problems that we had been having, whether you're talking deaths, whether you're talking diagnoses, or even on the economic level. That in and of itself contributed to a lot of the problems that we were facing as a nation in our, and I'm using air quotes here, efforts to combat COVID under the Trump administration. So let's get away from the health aspect. Again, I know I just mentioned the lack of a vaccine strategy, and I will totally give that to President Biden. But looking at the economic side of this, right? Because this isn't just a one-sided issue. Prior to President Biden and his American Rescue Plan, we had two forms of economic relief for the American people. You had the CARES Act, that was back in March, if you remember that. We also had the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2021, which is what we saw back here in December. Now, both of those, the CARES Act and the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, both of those were signed into law under COVID in chief, Donald Trump, right? Let me be respectful here, President COVID in chief, President Donald Trump. Now, do you remember when President Trump, COVID in chief, said that he supported direct payments of $2,000 to the American people? Think about it for a second. If you do remember that, there probably was also something else that you remember that was a little bit weird at the time. There was this kind of like almost weird alliance between Trump, COVID in chief, and then President-elect Joe Biden and the Democrats. Like they were actually all in support of $2,000 as a direct stimulus payment. Now, why in the world with these three groups, you know, be on the same page. Like, they are political foes to the umpteenth power. Well, at the time, again, we're talking after the general election, we had the Georgia Senate special election that happened in December because of, you know, the runoffs between Ossoff, Warnock, Loeffler, and Perdue. Not all like at the same time, but you get what I'm talking about. And when you look at the Democrats and Biden, what they wanted out of their efforts to support $2,000, they wanted, understanding the makeup of the Senate as it was at that time, given the elections that just occurred on the 4th, they wanted a way to swing political control in their favor by essentially having a 50-50 split in the Senate and then having the vice president be in the position where she, you know, is the tie-breaking vote. We've actually already seen that come to fruition with the recent vote that I had mentioned on a previous episode. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and take a listen to it. So that is what those two parties wanted out of it, because the Democrats and Biden did not necessarily want the same thing out of Trump. Now, or excuse me, out of supporting the $2,000 that Trump did. COVID in chief Trump, he at the same time, he did also want to have a way to keep control of the Senate, because in the 116th Congress, the Senate was completely controlled by Republicans. And as part of that control, the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, was able to essentially keep really any and everything from even being brought up for a vote, which is why last congressional session, the Senate was like super, super lazy. Like, it did nothing, right? It was completely just ineffective, right? But so he wanted that. But in addition to that, what COVID in chief also wanted was he wanted to create a situation where if he bucked against what his party wanted. His party either wanted $600 or nada for the American people. If he bucked against them and said, I'm willing to support $2,000, he understood the type of political capital that that would create for him. It essentially would look favorable on him and his future political escapades, runnings, whatever you want to call it, if he was able to come back in some future kind of time and say, I supported $2,000 for the American people, right? So he understood that, something like, quite frankly, to this day, I don't understand. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say I don't understand why people who didn't support it didn't, especially when they could have understood what it would have done for them, not just their party, Republicans in the Senate, but I don't understand how, well, I do understand that it would have impacted people who like weren't even in the Senate, like if they were willing to support it. But I understand why that happened. It all goes back to campaign finance, but that is another subject for another day. So ultimately, getting back to this $2,000, why did we not see, and I'm going somewhere with this, I promise you, I'm tying this all in to answering our question of, did President Biden actually hit the ground running as it relates to COVID? But when we go back and we look at this $2,000, we know, you and I both know, we did not get $2,000. The American people in December were not given $2,000 as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021. Americans ended up getting $600. Why in the world did that happen? Well, then Senate Majority Leader, or as some call him, Turtle Mitch McConnell, he blocked the bill. How did he block the bill? He didn't let it come up for a vote. This goes back to you understanding how a bill becomes a law, right? Both chambers have to agree to pass essentially the same piece of legislation. The House had passed it. The Senate didn't, not only did they not pass it, they didn't even take a vote on it. Okay. And when you had senators such as Bernie Sanders, who were willing to put it all on the line and say, you know what, I'm going to demand that we vote, he essentially was smacked down and not allowed to vote. But anywho, so Mitch McConnell, Turtle, he did not allow it to come up for a vote. He blocked the bill. This is, quite frankly, why he has, and it's not the only reason, there are many reasons, but this is one of the main reasons why people who didn't know who he was before, like, found out who he is and totally developed a mass amount or level of disdain for the man. But even people who knew of him before politically really didn't take too kindly for him. Do you know what his nickname is? The Grim Reaper. Not because he's out there killing people, and you might beg to differ with his support of the recent insurrection, but it's because he kills legislation. He does not let it come up for a vote. Like, that has to be deeply troubling, and it should be deeply troubling, not just to Americans en masse, but specifically to his constituents, especially those who would benefit from a lot of legislation that he either votes down or does not allow to come up for a vote. You know, and then that can totally lead you into another conversation about what's going on, not just in his local constituency, but across the country in efforts to keep people from actually being able to vote. But getting back to Mitch, he has this low approval rating. And again, when you consider how and why the Grim Reaper has a low approval rating, like, it's absolutely no question. So I've gone off on a tangent, as I'm typically known for doing. So let me bring this back to President Biden. I pose the question again. Did President Biden hit the ground running with COVID? I don't know what you would say, and I'm not going to tell you what I personally say, but I will tell you what a lot of other people are actually saying as an answer to that question. A lot of people are saying, no, President Biden did not hit the ground running with COVID. Why in the world, especially Brittany, when you talked about he had this horrible vaccine strategy, when you talked about how bad things were, when you talked about how President Trump did such a horrible job, anything was better than what we had before, why in the world are so many people under the impression that President Biden did not hit the ground, and in a lot of ways, he has let them down in his response to COVID? Well, let's go back to Georgia. Before the Georgia Senate runoffs, keep in mind, just in case you kind of can't put together a timeline, because I understand I've kind of jumped around to a lot of different places. When we go to the Georgia Senate runoffs, this was after President Biden, then president-elect, had already been declared the winner of the presidential election, okay? During this time, President Biden said that he would support direct payments of $2,000, and he promised, this is the key here, he promised that if John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, the two Democrats who were running in Georgia during that runoff election, he promised, you deliver these two, you win their seats, you vote them in, you will get a $2,000 check. He didn't say you'd get $1,400. You would get $600 minus the $1,200 you had before. So we'll really only give you $200. He didn't say any of that. He said you would get a $2,000 checks. You give us X, we will give you Y. I promise. We didn't think that he had his hands behind his back, crossing his fingers, potentially crossing his toes, crossing his eyes. We thought that he was being on the up and up with us. At the end of the day, Georgians delivered. Ossoff and Warnock, they were elected, right? Democrats, as a result of that, they got control of the Senate. They snatched it from the hands of the turtle, and they said, we're in this beat, right? Like, they totally did a gangster move, but they did exactly that. They did a gangster move. In January, on the 14th of January, prior to actually being inaugurated, then President-elect Biden, he announced his $1.9 trillion stimulus package, the American Rescue Plan, right? Which is the focus of our five-part series. That's what the heck we're talking about at this moment. He talked about that, and in his talking about that, he said that it would include $1,400 checks, not $2,000 checks. Now, to be fair, because, you know, I'm all about being fair, maybe not so much for COVID in chief, but I do want to be fair to President Biden here. The argument that he and some of his supporters or those who support this number, the argument that's being made from their side is that the check is a result of $600 that you got in December plus this $1,400 amount, and that's what's going to give you $2,000. But here's the deal, in the words of President Biden, many people, most Americans, including those who delivered on their promise to help the Democrats pull that gangster move, they were under the impression that their COVID relief check, the one that they'd be getting issued under President Biden, not the two that they had that had were completely detached from the two that had to do with Trump. Remember the CARES and then the Consolidated Appropriations Act. They were under the impression that when they got that deposit, when they got their check, that it would be for an even amount of $2,000. So to this, for this reason, a lot of people say President Biden has not hit the ground running on COVID. From an economic standpoint, we'll give him all the credit in the world when it comes to his serious efforts and progress on health and actually listening to scientists and, you know, doing a lot to deal with the debacle that was left in regards to the vaccine distribution strategy or lack thereof from the Trump administration. He's done so much of that. But that does not take away from the gangster move that was done against the American people on the economic front of the COVID-19 pandemic. So no, President Biden, for a lot of Americans, based on what we were told before, he did not hit the ground completely. He didn't hit the ground running when it comes to COVID. Hey, so I want to tell you about our email list. Our email list is one of the best ways that you can stay in touch with us. If you look in the description box of this episode, you'll find a link to join our email list. By joining our email list, you'll get access to updates about policy and politicians that we support and oppose. When we have events, you'll get to know about those events via emails, and we'll just generally share news with you. We won't spam your inbox, I promise. And also, we inform you of our newest podcast episodes, which come out Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, by the way. Anyhow, joining the email list is not only easy, but it is absolutely free. Look in the description box of this episode. You'll find the link. Click it. Give us your name and your email. That's all we need. And you'll be in. So please join our email list and connect with us today. All right. Thanks. Today's resource that I am sharing is a resource that we have mentioned and promoted several times on our podcast before. What it is an official government tool that will help you confirm if the IRS and Treasury have sent your economic impact payment, your stimulus check. But in addition to that, it will also let you know the method by which they sent it, how they sent it, if they sent a direct deposit, and if you didn't get it, maybe it went into a wrong account. And if that's the case, it will also inform you of what will happen. Maybe they mailed you a check and it's in the mail and you know, your mail just, who knows, right? But if I don't have that information, but this tool does, it again is an official government tool. To get access to it, if you want, if you look in the description box of this episode, you will find a link to join our mailing list. We will not spam you. Our mailing list is an awesome way to keep in contact with us. But most importantly, it's an awesome way to get access to this tool. It's great, again, for you if you have not yet received your economic impact payment, as well as other people. It might be something that you want to get access to, so that way you can share it with them. The resource also does mention the other kind of option that some people are going to have when it comes to actually getting your economic impact payment. Some people will get checks, some people will get direct deposits, some people who are eligible will end up having to utilize a tax credit. If you want more information, not just on how you'll get your payment, if you'll get it when, you also, you know, might want to get information on this tax credit, which this tool will also provide you information on. So again, if you look in the description box below, click the link to join our email list. You'll just have to give us your name, your email address, and as soon as you sign up, we'll get you a welcome email, and then like within a few seconds after that, you'll get the email with access to this resource. So you can find that in the description box below. I hope the resource is of benefit to you or someone you know. All right, so that is our episode for today, Friday, February 19th, 2021. On today's episode, we started our first series of a five-part series, taking this deep dive into the American Rescue Plan. And I hope that today you came to understand more about the pandemic and previous plans that were kind of put in place, previous things that were done to try, and I'm using air quotes here, combat COVID. And I really hope you understand kind of how a lot of people are feeling about President Biden and what he has done to combat COVID at this point, despite the efforts that have been made successfully regarding the health aspect of the pandemic, right? And the vaccine strategy. Those two things we'll give him props for, but a lot of people on an economic front, they're not really feeling or seeing the progress, especially considering what they were said, what they were told as part of their efforts to deliver in December for the Democrats to help them win back the Senate. So I hope, again, that I provided you with some useful information. Be sure to tune into our next episode on Monday, where we'll continue with part two. I'm not going to give you the details now. If you want to know what the heck I'm going to talk about, be sure to tune in. All right. Have a good weekend. Please stay safe. COVID is real. It is still going on. And as I always say, if you have a hazmat suit, now, my friend, is the time to break that sucker out. Stay safe, and I will see you on Monday. Thank you for listening to this episode of our PAC Politics Podcast.